ABC News, I'm Mark Kremelar. The U.S. Senate continuing to work this weekend as lawmakers try to strike a deal on a multi-billion dollar military aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The Republican presidential primary turning its attention to South Carolina. Former President Trump campaigning in the state this weekend, while Republican Nikki Haley hitting at Trump for criticizing her but refusing to debate.
Donald, if you have something to say, don't say it behind my back. Get on a debate stage and say it to my face.
The South Carolina primary is February 24th. An Israeli drone strike killing two people inside Lebanon, the deepest strike in the country in weeks, as Israel and Hezbollah militants continue to trade attacks. Authorities investigating a helicopter crash near the California-Nevada border on Saturday that killed six people, including the CEO of one of Nigeria's largest banks. The crash happened south of I-15, about 75 miles from Barstow. This is ABC News. The FAA and the NTSB now working to determine what caused a private jet to crash on Interstate 75 in Florida, bursting into flames on Friday and leaving two people dead.
The Collier County Sheriff's Office says pilot Edward Murphy and his second-in-command Ian Hoffman were killed when the Bombardier Challenger 600 bound for Naples Airport went down in the middle of rush hour Friday.
We're clear to land, but we're not going to make the runway. We've lost both engines.
The jet slamming into a pickup truck, sending the driver to the hospital with minor injuries, according to the Florida Highway Patrol. An SUV also hit. The three people inside walking away unharmed.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. A mother in Missouri facing charges after authorities say she put her infant child down for a nap in an oven. Mariah Thomas of Kansas City charged with endangering the welfare of a child. Police responded Friday to a report of an infant not breathing. A probable cause statement says responders found the child with apparent burns. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and civic media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Weichert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue in Madison or at Weichert-Lakepoint.com. And by the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, trivia. Visit them at 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison or online at LazyOafLounge.com. Coming up, Gordy Young from The John and Gordy Show. Right now, a double dip of Kelsey Miles on Max Inc. Radio.
Infallible vision, just waiting to be released. Delightful and vibrant, a sacred new land to explore. What seemed patient and loving unravel me to the core, and I can still see it as I face the mess of the memories I hold instead. Mine for the making, my beautiful mistake. Entered unknowing the journey that I would endure. I can finally witness the illusions behind every door, and I can still see it as I face the mess of the memories I hold instead. Mine for the making, my beautiful mistake. It's mine to make, and I can still see it as I face the mess of the memories I hold instead. One day I won't need to pretend. Mine for the making, I cannot change it, no. So I will embrace it, my
mistake. Hi, it's Kelsey Miles. Thank you so much for listening to my album, I Am. Because these songs help me uncover so much of what makes me, me, I created an experience for you to do the same. I invite you to join me on this I Am lyrical journey. I wrote a guided journal where we dive into each song on this album. Now, this journey is unique to you, but I'm with you every step of the way. You can access this journal and join the community at kelseymiles.com/100days. That's 100 days. Are you ready? I am. Burned in my eyes, and your memory drives me crazy, baby. But it never satisfies. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just forget you, but I know that I won't. So I go back every time. I go back every time. You and I.
only one moment. Time cannot seem to fade. Just forget you, baby. But then I never, no, I never be the same. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just fall.
Max Inc. Radio with a double dip from Kelsey Miles. Beautiful, such a beautiful mistake. And I go back.
Thanks, KJ. Oh, okay. A little thing about Kelsey right now. I know you were talking about, okay, when's her next show? She is not going to do a show right now until April. She is still working on new music. And I love this, and I'm really proud to be part of this. She's doing the 100 Days with Kelsey, where you work through kind of your own motivation and things with her, and you're listening to her music as motivation. So just a little update on Kelsey Miles for everybody. Yeah, April will be when she's going to do a show. That's going to be super fun.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah. I love Kelsey. Hey, we have a lot of things yet coming up tonight. Gordy Young, he's here. He's in the green room right now.
What the heck?
We're going to be talking to him about the John and Gordy Show. Pankermatic Steel and Mama Dig Down's Brass Junction. We're going to be talking to them coming up about their Fat Tuesday show. And live in the lair tonight, Milwaukee's Joe Richter. He's on his way out here right now. And he should be here soon.
Yes.
That's going to be an amazing thing. And then Max Inc. Heavy, 10 p.m. to midnight.
And you can't go wrong with that ever. Okay, so we want to talk about this Waukesha event.
Yes.
We are doing so much right now. And
we
it
are.
Just all involves awesome local music. And of course, we want to spread the love around the state. So we have this one coming up in Waukesha, Friday, February 16th. Oh my gosh, that's next Friday
that
already.
That is, I know.
At 7 o'clock, sponsored by Civic Media and one of the local stations, part of the Civic Media Radio Network, the Shaw. That's 101 FM. And this is going to be a Max Inc. Radio Concert Series. Do you want to tell us where it is?
It's going to be at Maddie's Bar and Music Lounge in Waukesha. And you know who's going to be there?
No.
James Santel. He's the former U.S. prosecutor. Hopefully we don't get in trouble.
Oh, no. Yeah, you guys are Anya, good.
Anya Esther, she's got a show here on out in the Shaw there, and Don Brown. And so they're going to be on hand, and they'll be introducing my band, Bony Fingers. We're playing at 7 p.m., and Iron Plow, and then Bony Fingers Afterwards. Did I say bony fingers with my band?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, boy. My brain just farted. So I'm in Iron Plow. Let's clear the record.
Yes, and, Rocker is in Iron Plow.
And bony fingers. That's going to be great. And remember, if your band is interested in getting their music on the air, performing live in the lair, playing in one of our matinee shows or concert series, send us an email to music@civicmedia.us or visit maxincradio.com.
Yeah. And again, the show, I don't know if you mentioned it, free. Free, oh, yeah. free. Yep. Everybody
no
likes
cover.
Free.
We like free.
And since we talked about Iron Plow, your band,
yes.
Iron Plow,
yes.
should we take a listen to a little Iron Plow song right now?
How about one of the songs we did at Cherry Pit Studios?
Ooh, here
in
it
Menominee
is.
Falls.
We Fly Divine, right here on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spread out wings.
This take?
All right.
Let's try to do it really like 50s.
Whoa. I'll make it 50s.
Good night.
92.7 FM Max Inc. Radio. Original local music with alternative radio and Green Eyes. And before that, Rockers Band Iron Plow with We Fly Divine. Hey, the Civic Media Game of the Week is, you guessed it, Super Bowl 58 live from Las Vegas. San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. For those of you listening in the Richland Center area, Civic Media has you covered. You can listen to the big game on WRCO Richland Center 100.9 FM. Coverage begins at 1, kickoff at 5:30 for Super Bowl 58 on WRCO Radio from the Center. It's the game of the week on Civic Media, hometown radio refreshed.
Well, you know, I know what I'm doing watching the Super Bowl. I'm going to go to the Lazy Oaf.
One of our sponsors.
Yes, right. And they got a big party going on there. We're gonna go. I'm gonna hang out and have some wings. They have the amazing wings there and food and
they have prizes.
Lots
I saw
of specials.
They're gonna be giving away stuff.
Oh yeah,
I like prizes. Mm-hmm.
Me too. All right, so we got to talk about this Whammy Seed Scholarship thing.
Amazing.
I know. Once again, organizations stepping up to make sure the future is going to be okay. And you can't go wrong with that. So this is the announcement for Seed Scholarships. WAMI, of course, the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Support for the next generation of musicians. They have this WAMI Cares program. This is for middle and high school students anywhere in Wisconsin. It can be used for instrument rentals. I mean, instruments are not cheap. We know that. You can pay for lessons if you can't use your instrument in school, or maybe a school doesn't have music anymore. You can go to a camp or any other study enrichment. But get this, Rocker, every scholarship, $250. That will help.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That definitely helps with rentals.
Well, three scholarships are going to be awarded in every single WAMI region. There are 12 WAMI regions. So everybody's got a great shot if you're interested in trying to get in on this. Then 8 additional scholarships will be awarded at large throughout Wisconsin. And this will kind of be determined on merit. And WAMI, of course, proud to reserve 4 Impact Awards to promote the diversity within the music community by honoring the children of veterans and children in underrepresented communities. Everybody should get a chance to play music.
And you know what I heard? I heard that this is the first time they're actually giving away these scholarships, but it's been in their charter for, you know, more than like 20 years,
gosh.
And they're finally really getting around to that with the new leadership that they have is attacking, you know, or aggressively going after all these old charters that they originally started with. So the SEED program, the scholarship, is for exact purpose.
Yeah.
You know, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, and Video of the Year registrations have been extended to tomorrow for the WAMI Awards. So make sure you go and nominate bands and songs for the Songs of the Year, Video of the Year. And February 11th, the first round of voting opens February 16th, actually. That's what it is. So find out more at whammy.org. Mm-hmm. Coming up, Gordy Young and John Peterson from the John and Gordy Show.
No.
Or is it the Gordy and John Show? We're not exactly sure, but we're going to find out. They're on mornings 6 to 8 a.m. on Mad Radio 92.7, so we're going to hear about their show.
Good.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase is back Sunday, February 18th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring the German art students, The Apologist, and L. Donk. Doors open at noon, the show starts at 1, and you're home in time for supper. The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
And you can call us and you can text us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Or get the Civic Media app at maxincradio.com.
KJ.
Thanks, KJ. Hey, the John and Gordy Morning Show airs Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 a.m.
Whoa!
I'm getting nighttime on Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. John Peterson and Gordy Young are not strangers. The duo teamed in morning shows at both 92.1 WMAD and 105.5 Triple M from 1988 to 1984.
94. But you're... Well, what's a decade?
It was a long time ago.
Nobody remembers that.
No one cares.
Oh, my gosh.
Just in case people are jotting this stuff down.
Yep. Yeah. Well, we'll chalk that up to THC-infused drinks.
Oh.
Hey, here to tell us all about the new John and Gordy Show, his amazing career in broadcasting spanning more than 40 years, and that time he sang on stage with the Beach Boys.
I did.
It's Gordy Young, and he brought along his cohort John Peterson.
I didn't bring him along. He just showed up.
I'm just a follower.
You know, you won't allow me to be in the spotlight for any length of time without crashing it.
Funny how that works.
That's fine.
He wanted all the stardom, and that's why I had to stop in here and just at least throw my two cents in. I know he's going to make stuff up. He always does.
Here we go. All right. What's the first question? Let's get this interrogation underway.
Here we go.
Interrogation. The light bulb's over my head.
Gordy, let's go with you first.
All right, fine.
Since 1978.
I get the first question.
Oh, my gosh. You've been on 10 different radio stations.
10 different radio stations.
Well, that's what it says. 5 TV stations.
That's
true. You were a weatherman, too.
I did that for 20 years.
Oh, my gosh. You beat me on the record for different radio and TV stations.
I started with Charlie Shortino, who's still at NBC
15.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, I started at the same time. That was that's when I started TV weather in 1991.
And for people listening around the state, that would be the NBC station in Madison. You were even a musician. See, that's why you got invited.
I still play,
So who were you as a kiddo?
When you were young,
what did you want to do? What did you want to be?
We want to get to know Gordy. What's your backstory?
Oh, and don't worry, John. Lord. Your turn's coming.
It's coming.
I can't remember any of that stuff. And I'm a senior.
I can't remember what happened yesterday. You're asking about my childhood?
Yeah. Did you always want to do all these things that you have done and that you continue to do?
Okay. Well, let me tell you a little story here.
We love stories.
I grew up in a family where my mother was in radio back in the 40s, in the 1940s during World War II. In Buffalo, New York. And now, here's the real kicker. Her father, my grandfather Gordon, was in radio in the 1920s at KMOX in the days of live radio. I have a publicity picture of him playing a guitar from KMOX, KMOX Radio in St. Louis.
When they actually had people on live like that.
Right. Yeah, it was all live music back then. So I don't know if it's because of those influences that I got into radio, but I always, even when I was a little kid, people said, you know, he has a really deep voice. I mean, my voice changed at the age of 3. And so, yes, mom and dad, I'll take out the garbage.
You had your goatee when you were 3, too.
I had the goatee. Mm-hmm. That came along at age 4.
Wow, that's incredible.
Okay, your turn.
John Peterson.
Yes, John.
Step to the mic.
Well, I don't know what to say. I can't top that. Maybe I can make something up, but I really can't get any better than that.
Did you always want to do radio?
I really didn't even think about doing radio at all until I was at wit's end. Where am I going to work? How am I going to? I didn't have any other way to go. And I thought, broadcast school. And my mom said, I'll pay for it. So, that's fantastic. So I went to broadcast school. And my teacher, the very first day in class, was on the couch. Yeah. This is a night class, on the couch. Arm over his head, and he said, geez, I wish I'd gotten into real estate.
Oh.
And ever since then, but you know what? It was good advice. I did get into real estate.
He did. Actually.
For a while, anyway. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, just to supplement my hard work at WIBA. stuff.
I also went to a radio school out in Boston, Boston, Massachusetts, for about a year. But I learned how to splice tape and cue up records do all the skills that you have absolutely no use for nowadays.
I used to love to splice tape.
I know
it was at the very end of when I was coming.
Sure.
Well, that's pretty pretty much why his hands are pretty disfigured at this point. You sliced up.
Yeah, I got lots of not calluses.
Good. Not good.
So tell us about being a weatherman. I mean, like, do you get blamed for bad weather?
All the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they all do. And here's the joke that every weather person I'm sure that's listening out there, Charlie Shortino and Gary Canalti, whoever is out there, they've all heard the same thing. People walk up to you and they think they're making this up. And they must be nice to be a weatherman where you can be wrong all the time and still get paid the same. Ha ha ha. Every weather person has heard that joke, I swear, 1,000 times.
Yes.
But no, it was fun. I got into it here in Madison. In 1991, moved to South Bend, Indiana in 1994 and was a weatherman there for 16 more years on a morning show, getting up at 2:30 in the morning, making those maps and standing in front of the green screen and pretending to know what I was talking about. And got by with
it. I think you need to write a book.
He's still doing that, by the way. He's still, making it seem like he knows what he's talking about.
It's all.
Well, that's why we
have. You guys, you could take this comedy on the road, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I doubt it.
No, I think, that's after we are fired. And then we'll take it on the road.
Now, we did do a TV show. We did do a couple of TV shows together, John and I.
Oh, I can see it.
We did,
And
late night movie show. I did reviews on the radio, and then Gordy asked me to do reviews at Channel 47, Fox 47. Mm-hmm. And we created a show out of my living room apartment.
Yeah.
And after that, it was just success. It was just, we went right to the top.
Those were late night, overnight, like midnight movies.
Midnight movies, just the worst movies possible, and we talked about them and, talked them up.
We did little vignettes in between.
Oh, my gosh,
and
then a lot of stations
we had
those.
We had a cable show on WYOU, which used to be a cable.
The highest rated cable access 4 show ever.
in Madison.
And it really was.
We had, but we had bands like the Obros on. We had Marcus Bovre and the Evil Twins.
Yeah, you can still watch that stuff.
We had a bunch of music people from back then.
Oh, yeah, we had Dave Gray. We had a lot of comedy on.
Dave Gray was excellent, yeah. So, next question, please.
Yes. Okay. Well, now one thing that
I've I got work to do. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
One thing I've gleaned from hearing all this about, millions of radio stations, TV stations all over the place.
Sure.
The life of a broadcaster is nomadic.
Yes.
And how do you remain a phoenix? And deal with, the ups and downs of emotion that come with these changes, because I imagine that, it's a lot of down, you get told you're canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you pick yourself back up?
Oh, God, it's happened so many times, it just rolls right off your back. I don't
know.
It does. Have you talked to our therapists? Yeah. I don't know. How do we handle it, John?
Well,
just roll with the punches.
I
mean, it's showbiz, It's just like getting traded to another team. You get the word one day, and you're out the next looking for work.
Next, usually right that day.
Well, trying, yes.
I get my tape personal, right?
Yeah. Can't take it personally.
It's not you, it's us.
Can't take it personally at all. No.
Well, how did this reunion between the two of you, that obviously we know you have a great history together, but how did this reunion come about?
Well, we can thank Catherine Lake for that.
Absolutely, We were, John and I had not worked together for at least 29 years, as we figured. We just happened, we knew, we became aware of civic media and what they were doing, and we had been in contact with each other and thinking about, should we do a podcast or something, or could we do it? And we didn't really know if we could, but when we found out that Catherine Lake was coming to Madison back from Chicago, we had met her 30 years ago or more, and she was working at Wart. We had a simulcast with her when we were on MAD, and nobody had done that before. And that kind of helped her career a little bit. I think she ended up at MAD and then Magic or some other radio station. She did very well for herself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she was the one that put us back together again, so she's to blame.
Yep. So. You sounded like, what is it? Put us back together again, like when the egg falls off.
Put us back together. I like that.
Well, there you go. No, we're very grateful to her and everybody at Civic Media here. They've welcomed us with open arms, and it's really been, we love working here.
We are enjoying your show.
It is great.
Very,
it was great
very
stuff.
Very much. And again, for everybody listening around the state, if you don't get a chance to listen to them when they're live mornings, during the week, check out the podcast. That's so quick and easy. Yeah. And oh, they've got some great interviews and some really good laughs like we're having right now.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We like to have a good time. Mm-hmm. We like to have fun.
And we love the local music, the statewide local music. That is that added so much energy to our Fridays, and we really appreciate Rocker being our guest.
Thanks, man. I love coming in. It's
he does. He, and he doesn't say that about a lot of things. So,
well, we're gonna help out doing some emceeing at like Atwood Fest coming up, and a couple other things.
Yep.
Oh,
and
it's
working
fun.
Matinee show on St. Patrick's Day with Iron Plow and. Cindy Set My Hair on Fire and Super Tanker, they'll be down.
We'll be there.
Absolutely.
That's awesome, you guys.
Be good.
Okay, we were talking about the show. How do we best listen to the show?
Well, you should watch it on your phone and then listen Bluetooth in your car.
Look
so
at that.
You just watch it and listen while you're driving. We recommend it. It's the only experience that you can possibly have of the show.
It's like good medicine or something.
The app is the way to go. And then, you know, of course, over the air, we're on, you know.
Absolutely.
We're everywhere. Everywhere we need to be. Facebook, YouTube.
Do we still want to ask him about the Beach Boys?
We're running out of time.
This is the thing I did in South Bend. They were, you know, and the Beach Boys do this all over. When they go to cities, they invite, if there's a local quote unquote celebrity, which I, you know, small C.
I got to introduce the Beach Boys,
but
I didn't get to sing with them.
Well, they invited me to get up. It was the last song of the whole set. Barbaran, you know, so easy song. Just get up there. I'm standing there, you know, this close to Mike Love from the Beach Boys, singing on the same mic as Mike Love.
That is incredible.
It was it was a thrill. It was a thrill. Yeah. And to hang out backstage with him.
Oh, that's
stuff, you know, that was good.
Great.
Yeah.
Did anything like that ever happen aside of something like that? Did you, any other things that pop in your head that you remember standing out?
TV wise, you know, just because I had been there 16 years in South Bend, there were a lot of stars that came through and stuff.
Yeah.
So I met a few along the way. Went out to Burbank for a bit of a thing when I was with an NBC affiliate. And I was this close to you, Terry, as I was to Johnny Carson in the Burbank parking lot.
Wow.
Driving his Corvette, his white Corvette. He got out of the car. There were a few people in the tours. And the tour guide said, this is, you know, Johnny here. Johnny, these people have been waiting here for 20 minutes to say hello to you. And he said, must be a slow day in Burbank. You know, and just kept walking. So that, you know, and I met Jay Leno as well.
That's
a few. I don't want to drop any names.
Okay.
So,
I just wanted to throw my name, man.
He knows John, me. You never met anyone.
He knows me.
John and I go way back. And,
that's
you know,
good.
Yeah.
I like it.
He considers himself a celebrity in his own mind. So let's just play along, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, play along. Okay. All right.
I was supposed to be here alone. He just shows
that's
up.
True.
Tries
that's
to
true.
Grab a microphone
I
and
thought,
plugs
what the
it
hell?
In. And here he is.
Yeah.
He's not going to take all the credit.
Just push KJ out of the way. He's
I love it. I love it.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
John and Gordy, thanks so much
thanks
for coming in to
talk
to us.
It was great to be here.
It was wonderful. Thank you very much.
All right. We have Dusty Bow music coming up next. He's one of my favorites. I just got to get that in there. First, though, Kyle Wrightly with Rabbit Hole right here on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I've gone down a rabbit hole again. I first came here looking for something else, then lost myself again. And gone down a rabbit hole, my friend. You first came here to learn about something new, then lost where you came in. I
soon. Help me fall asleep. You try to read the room. You know you're in too deep when you say every cloud can have a shape. You can connect the dots into a face. Every flicker is a code.
Like that, oh, Dusty Bo.
He's so fun.
Yeah.
Bandit here on Max yes. Inc. Radio.
Mm-hmm. I know. Calm down, right? Okay, let me tell you a little bit about Dusty Bow. I met him when he was here to play right after the Red Rooster opened. And he was doing a show with one of our favorites locally, Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo. And I got to do an interview with him. He was in his truck while we did the Zoom interview. And I just thought, wow, this guy's got it going on. He lived in Kentucky at the time. He's now moved to Nashville, which we know many, many people do. But he's working on new music right now and really hoping we get to see him back around here very soon. There you go. And you heard that. That is just a taste of the music that he plays. Incredible.
Wow. That's all I have to say about it.
Ah, that's funny. Okay. Well, we still have Pancromatic Steel live in the Lair and Max Inc. Heavy all coming up, and that is going to be so much fun. We're going to hear Eagle River's Jenna Jane, but right now, how about some Secret Menu playing on Max Inc. Radio live in the Lair next Saturday, February 17th. Put that on your calendar. So here we go. This is Undeveloped by Secret Menu here on Max Inc. Radio.
Actually, I'm gonna step on you and say a couple more things about Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, okay, you
and
do that.
Say hello to Wisconsin Rapids on locally grown radio WFHR 97.5 and on Oshkosh Air Support WISS 98.3. Thank you for listening. And yes, now let's do that Secret Menu on Max Inc. Radio.
Do it.
Till they're drawn, the time has come to face what now is done. The memories that feel so far. We'll be right back.
trying to get me to walk that straight line. Tough as hell, I'm paid my own way. Knowing it catch up to me someday. And damn if I didn't learn my lesson. These nine lives I sure I know that I just can't fix. Like the time I rolled my truck in the ditch. Can't believe that I let that one slip. But I guess we just learn from things like this. And these damn lives were short.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s, time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.